Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With President Obama coming to Boston later today to talk about educational innovation, this morning we look at a plan in Cambridge to address the achievement gap there. Most school districts in the Commonwealth are struggling with deficits that are forcing some to lay off teachers, cut music and art programs, or in the case of Boston, shut down schools. In Cambridge, budget woes aren't the issue. It's the achievement gap. To address performance differences among the children of many different races and socioeconomic status, the Cambridge superintendent wants to reconfigure the school system. The plan calls for moving from the current kindergarten through eighth grade setup to a middle school model. But as WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports, the proposal is controversial.
Superintendent Jeffrey Young has been facing some tough critics at community meetings, and some of them are only 9 years old.
I live really close to the Morse, and I like walking to it, and I just would want to walk to a school.
Thank you for that question. Maybe a round of applause for the...
Once Olivia Shirley and her classmates at the Morse School in Cambridgeport reached the sixth grade, they could be bused across town to a new middle school that would share a building with an elementary. The Morse School kids would join students from another elementary school, as well as children from a Spanish bilingual immersion program. Across the district, 12 elementary schools would feed into 4 middle schools. But the superintendent says he doesn't want to just throw these kids together.
We really are aiming to try to see the individual needs of students and groups of students and give them the support and the challenge that they need to excel.
Young says the district will spend the money necessary to make sure all the middle schools are of the same high quality. While many parents at the Moore School say they like the idea of creating schools for 6th through 8th grade, they also express deep concerns about folding 3 very different elementaries into one. Olivia's father, Frank Shirley, isn't convinced the proposed Spring Street School will work.
I want to be very clear that the idea of throwing more money/resources isn't a middle school that interests me as a parent. That tells me that there's a fundamental structural flaw in the Spring Street School, and I won't send my children there.
Many parents could afford to move to another district or send their kids to private school. And Young is aware of that, but he says...
The program that we are planning to put in place here is going to preserve the intimacy of the small school environment that people in Cambridge cherish, and at the same time it's going to offer a wider range of opportunities.
The middle schools would have more after-school activities, more teacher collaboration, and larger grades. That would address an enrollment decline that has left one school with an entire sixth grade class of only 12 students. Young says a change would also improve academics and help close the achievement gap. That's a priority for the city, says Cambridge Mayor David Marr, who also chairs the school committee.
Cambridge spends more money than most every other community in the Commonwealth on public education. What I think we want to see happen is we want to see the outcomes improve.
Erica Wentworth agrees. She has 2 children in elementary school.
Right now, K through 8s do not work for Cambridge, and the proof is you look at the scores and look at the academic development of the students. It's nowhere near where it should be.
I couldn't find a parent in Cambridge who didn't want to improve the academics of the middle grades. But not everyone is convinced a middle school model is the answer. Mary Waters is the mother of 3 elementary school kids and a sociology professor at Harvard.
The idea of it is that they're going to try to solve the achievement gap, which nobody in the U.S. has been able to do. And the idea that you play musical schools and move people from one place to the next, and that somehow that's going to magically improve achievement in the 6th through the 8th grade, doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Recent studies of middle school achievement back up Waters' argument. Looking at New York's middle schools, economist Jonah Rockoff of Columbia University concluded they are less effective at educating adolescents.
What we found was pretty striking evidence that when students made the move from an elementary school to a middle school, their achievement levels fell considerably relative to the same trajectories in achievement for kids moving into 6th or 7th grade in a K-8 school.
Because of research like this, many urban districts, including Boston, are moving away from middle schools. But they work well in many suburban communities, including Sudbury, North Andover, and Newton, where Cambridge Superintendent Young used to run the district. Now, he argues, middle schools will work in Cambridge.
So one size doesn't fit all. You know, what works in Baltimore or Philadelphia does not necessarily work in Cleveland or in Cambridge. If somebody had discovered the right magic bullet for education, be assured that the rest of us would know about it, and we'd all be doing it.
Young says Cambridge would be taking a, quote, well-considered risk. If the school committee passes his plan, the superintendent says the district will see a reduction in the achievement gap in 5 years. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.